And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello, I'm Ali Shilton and welcome to Shout Out.
And I'm Ezra Peregrine, and what's your drag name?
Do you know, I have no idea. But Steph's been speaking to several people who do, kicking off with the London Divas.
And if that wasn't enough, later on she speaks to LA drag star Coco Peru.
Oh, I love the name. So all that and more today right here on a rather dragged up Shout Out.
I'm trying to do a loose voice then. Yeah. I've decided that because I've got IBS, my drag queen name would be Lucy Stool.
That's not what you just said before we went on air.
That is a good one.
Lucy Stool. And I really had to think about it as well. I went through like 10 or so options, and that was the most polite I came up with. So, hi everybody, I'm Lucy Stool.
And I think Terry should be there as well. Are you there, Terry?
Terrence?
No.
Come in, Terry. Let's have a séance. Maybe we can, maybe that's better than clean feet.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hello. See, it works.
Hello.
Terry.
I love Lucy Stool.
Lucy Stool.
Yes, that's fantastic.
What would your drag name be? Or do you want me to come up for one? Come up for one?
Come up for
one? Do you want me to come up with
slippery
one?
Slippery little second.
Oh, yes. Okay, Terry. So my...
Isn't there supposed to be a formula to it? It's something like your first pet's name and your mother's maiden name or the street you first lived on or something silly like that.
Mine would be Shelley Crossacre. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like that works.
Mine comes out as Dusty Tucker.
Okay, that works.
That does work, actually.
Oh, sorry, Mum's maiden name. I did the road I lived on.
Yeah.
Well, mine be Shelley Peregrine. I think Shelley Crossacre is better, personally. Andy?
Definitely.
Hey, Terry, what's happening with DAB in Ireland? Because we were on DAB across the Republic, weren't we, on via Trans Radio?
We were, indeed, but apparently it's not on anymore. So you can still listen to us online throughout the world. Shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Throughout the world.
So, but do you know what's happened, Terry? Because, I mean, I know RTE stopped broadcasting on it in 2021.
That's right. The multiplexes have closed down for the time being.
All right.
They're not going to be broadcasting. But as I say, we still available online. Sorry, I've got a bit of... I come back to myself with a slight echo, which is why I'm maybe slightly hesitant tonight.
Don't you like hearing the sound of your own voice, times two?
No.
Okay.
I can't abide hearing myself.
I'll see if I can correct it for you.
No worries.
It might be on the wrong setting.
People and as for my drag name... I think it's Smoky Night.
Smoky
from my
Night.
Pet's name my mum's maiden name.
My husband wants to be Urinal Cake.
You're right. You're okay.
Yours could be Summer Solstice, Terry.
That would be nice.
Although that's not, because you know, summer's a girl's name. Don't worry, mine was funnier.
No, yours is inspired.
I sold you short then. I'll have another think. By the end of the show, you'll all have a drag name.
Whiskey Sour.
Yeah, Whiskey Sour is a good one. Yeah.
April Showers.
Droopy Draws. What? What would you use?
Lingerie.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Stephanie, what would you be?
Jezebel. I don't know. I'm just going to keep it simple. Dusty Tucker is what I'm going to keep.
Colour suits you, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dusty Tucker sounds like a country star, I think.
What about Thelma Therapist? That would work for me, because listeners, if you don't know, I am also a therapist.
Wow.
Fibonacci sequins.
Ah, that's so good. I love that. So we've got Fibonacci sequins, Thelma Therapist, Lucy Bowles, and...
Lingerie.
Wow. We're going to have a fabulous evening with all these different drag personalities.
Well, talking of drag, should we kick it off?
Talking
with the Divas of London. I think this actually... Is this one that starts pre the actual recording? You start talking about some weird stuff around biscuits and stuff, don't you?
Well, I thought I'd leave the mic check in because it goes into a wonderful and weird place.
Yeah, it totally threw me when I was doing the show last night. I'm like, it's not like Steph not to edit the piece. Why have we got this on? And then you listen to it like, oh, drag queens. Yeah. So have a listen. This is Drag Divas of London.
Right. Let me just have a level from you, Monroe. Just tell me what you had for breakfast.
Oh, I had had a bit of porridge. Lovely bit of
Oh,
porridge.
How healthy of you.
Wow. Just quick.
Coco.
I had 2 slices of toast.
What? Nothing? What? That's all?
Yeah.
You tell me you had butter on it or peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. No, there was butter.
Okay. So what was on top? Was it peanut butter or Marmite?
Unfortunately, just regular old butter.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. I'm a peanut butter addict, actually. That's how we start my mornings off. 2 pieces of toast, lashings of peanut butter. Smooth or crunchy? I don't care.
I'm a crunchy. I'm a
oh,
crunchy
are you?
Yeah, smooth. I like to have a look. It feels a bit more healthy having like, the little bits of nuts in it.
So, hang on, we're missing a part of the interview here. Maybe we could have a bit of fun with people. One of you's rough and ready and the other one's smooth.
Sounds about right.
Oh, ouch.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm the rough and ready.
Oh, yes. I think we took it that you like the crunchy, so you were the rough and ready, Monrev. I think you took that name. We're back in London's West End. The entertainment providers are thrilled to announce Divas the Party. Now, I'm joined by 2 of the drag acts, Coco and Monroe. First to you, Coco. How did you get started in the drag world? When you were a kid, you were always playing dress up.
Yeah, I mean, from a young age, I liked putting on all of the little princess dresses and all of the heels. So I knew that at some point in the future, that was going to be something I was going to go into the sort of job field of. Yeah, I kind of started around 2019. I kind of fell into it quite luckily. I kind of knew the right people, Monroe being one of them.
Is that you fell into it because of the 6-inch stilettos? You just lost your balance?
Yes, exactly that. That's the coin we're going to go with.
I have tried 6-inch heels and I didn't get on well. It hurt like hell.
It's a knack. You used to wear 6-inch heels like religiously. Do you remember that one pair?
Yeah, that one pair that are no longer with us.
No.
Monroe, so what was your journey like growing up? Were you the same as Coco, you know, into the...
Kind of, yeah. Well, I grew up in Guernsey in the Channel Islands, so a bit barren of LGBT representation when I was growing up. It's doing fabulously now, though, I should say. So yeah, it was a lot of I was a drama kid, a lot of putting on shows and you know wearing wigs and costumes and stuff, and yeah, cross dressing has always taken my fancy, I suppose. So yeah, it's just kind of evolved as I went on to do musical theatre at university, and I think the two worlds just started to kind of collide together. Really, discovered drag.
Okay. Coco, what about your education period at schools and uni and that?
Well, I started dancing from probably about 8 years old and was doing a lot of Saturday schools. And then as I started to get a bit older, I looked into going to more dance schools and musical theatre schools full time. And I went to the Brit School. And then I did decide to further my training a little bit before deciding that drag was kind of where I wanted to take my career. And then I've been doing that ever since.
Wow. Wow. That's really, really cool, both of you. What a journey you've both had. Now, right, bang up to date. We're in London. What are you going to be doing? Monroe, what's the show about?
Right, well, Divas, I mean, it's a party show. I mean, the clue's in the name, Divas London, Divas the Party. It is, I mean, it's 2 acts worth. It's just over, I would say it's just over 2 hours. We've not done a runtime yet. it's just over 2 hours altogether, I'd say. It's just full of classic diva anthems. You know, you've got Whitney, you've got Cher, you've got Tina Turner, you've got Kim Wilde in there as well at one point in the beginning, act one. It's fabulous. It's just, it's a real feel good, get up off your feet, sing your heart out, party, really, at the end of the day.
Coco, are you able to tell us who you are performing as?
So I'm the choreographer for the show.
Are you? Oh, okay. Wow.
So yeah, just making sure that the entire thing is fun, flashy and flirty.
And I'm sure you do. So is it audience participation then, Coco?
Not that I'm aware of.
Just asking if they could be, because Monroe alluded to the fact that you can get up and dance around. So I was just making sure that the audience feel free.
As long as you let the performers do what they do, you're more than welcome to get up and dance in the space that's around you. Really,
is it adults only?
There's no like adult material, but obviously there is. There is a bar. But I don't believe it is adults only.
Why I asked is because in the US, drag is very difficult at the moment, but mainly because they just don't have a history. So they don't understand that, goes back past Shakespeare's time when the bard used men to dress up as the female parts. So I guess, and when you think back at TV for the Brits in the 60s, 70s, 80s, it was full of drag acts on the telly,
It was,
So I don't think most of the population in this country are fearful of drag at all. So it's just part of the UK's history. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it always will be. You've obviously
got
new people who are hateful, but then, they were always there and always will.
Yeah, you're always going to have that, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. But it is so lovely that there's shows like this in London. You're both, and well, the whole team, loud and proud.
That's right. I was going to say, the show, when it originally started, the show was three drag performers as the three divas. But now we've got a fabulous team. We've got three professional female leading ladies. So then the three diva roles aren't actually performed by drag performers. So we've got three fabulous female leading ladies playing the roles of our divas. We've got Amber Atkinson, Hayley Mabry, and Pretty Almeida, and as well as two fabulous male dancers. We've got Joshua Dance and Jared Stanton, because, you've got to have a little bit of eye candy just flanking the girls on either side.
Absolutely, of course you have. Right, okay. How can people get tickets? And also, if you're okay with it, your social media, so people can follow you. Well, when I say follow you, more people following you.
Always welcome more people. Well, if you want to, you can follow the Divas London Instagram account. It's at Divas London 2024. And tickets are available at ticketsource.co.uk/theentertainmentproviders. And I believe during the month of March, you can get tickets for £20.
Oh,
so there's a discount going on for this month. So the usual price is £30, but for anyone trying to save a couple of pennies, you can grab a ticket for £20 this month.
That is really good value, isn't it? Considering the acts that you've got.
Honestly, we three powerhouses. The lungs on these girls, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's you two.
Yes, well,
Coco, are you actually on stage at all, or are you just behind the curtain?
I'm just behind the scenes.
Okay.
It's all very fun, and it's all
we might find a way to get her out at some point.
I think you should, Monroe.
Do a quick split. I'm sure I could.
Yeah, so we'll find a way.
So, Coco, you got the big sheep's crook, have you? You get grabbed around the neck if they're not doing it right and drag them off stage.
Absolutely, yes.
If I start waffling on between numbers, she can just yank me off.
Coco, what's your social medias?
My Instagram is at Coco Couture Queen. That's pretty much that on all socials. The queen is there because Coco Couture was already taken.
And just so people know exactly what you're about.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. Yeah, the instructions are on the can, are they not? So once Divas is done, I'm sure in your heads, or you've been invited to do more stuff for as the year goes on. So, Monroe, what have you got planned for the rest of the year?
Now, listen, I don't plan too far ahead. I don't really know what I'm doing tomorrow, but I do know I've got some plans for this year. By the time that this interview goes out, I will have announced I've got an EP, a little mini album of music coming out. Outside of Divas, my kind of main drag aesthetic is a bit more kind of pop rocky, a bit punky, a bit grungy. So a bit of a 180 flip from how I'll be in Divas with the updos and the sequins and the glamour.
Coco, what are you up to in the future?
I also don't like to plan too far in advance because we're drag queens and our concept of time is broken forever. but I would love to be choreographing more. In the last year or so, I've done a few music videos and would like to be doing a lot more of that. But just a lot more cabaret performances, swinging about on stage, splitting up brunches, all that jazz.
Excellent. Sounds really, really good. What exciting lives you do lead.
Honestly, it's never a dull minute.
I can imagine. Monroe, Coco, thank you so much for joining us on Shout Out, and for the show, break a leg.
Thank you so much for having us, Steph.
Shout Out. LGBT radio for you.
Hello, this is Talk to the Rainbow. We're an LGBTQI+ service that offers online and in-person counselling. We're the next generation of LGBTQI+ therapists. We've seen the growing mental health crisis that the LGBTQI+ community are experiencing. It's got to a critical point, and we say enough is enough. That's why we're dedicated to supporting LGBTQI+ individuals who need a safe and confidential space to talk. If this is something you're looking for, go to our website where you can meet the team and get lots more information. talktotherainbow.co.uk. Proudly supporting Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out podcast.
Kings and queens seemed rather fitting, didn't it?
Why is that?
I wonder. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Talking to queens.
Absolutely. I'm going with that completely.
Guilty.
I've just thought of another one, but I don't know if I can say it on radio.
I don't know if I can say the Ringo one on air, can I? Do you think that's tame enough?
I'll say mine, and you can decide if it's acceptable or not.
Well, we can edit it out.
Lickalopus. Did you hear what I said?
Who?
Lickalopus.
Okay, maybe that's close to the knuckle, so maybe we shouldn't broadcast that one.
Oh, bit late.
But it's my name. It's my drag name. And I'm sticking with it, yeah.
So I still like Ringo Brownstar, and I think that's brilliant.
Okay, that's even closer.
I had to go so far away from the microphone then. Such fun.
Tell us what your drag name is. Do you have one? Studio shoutoutradio.lgbt if you want to give us a shout.
Please do.
In the meantime, though, should we get some news headlines with lovely Terry?
Ba-dum,
so, why not?
Are you going to introduce it with a drag name?
Absolutely. Is Shout Out News. Welcome along. Lots of LGBTQIA+ people, as well as those from other minorities, are often failed by the NHS, an increasing body of evidence suggests. Now, in what Newswire Pink News says is a new blow to supportive treatment of transgender youth, NHS England has announced a new moratorium on the prescription of puberty-blocking medication to those under 18. Mermaids, which represents trans youth and their families, explained more in a statement which read in part, "This announcement is deeply disappointing and a further restriction of support offered to trans children and young people through the NHS, which we believe is failing trans youth. There were virtually no first appointments offered in 2023 and ever-growing waiting lists of over 5 years. Those currently prescribed puberty blockers won't see any changes to their treatment, and this is a pause on prescribing, not a ban. It's also important to note that puberty blockers can be just one possible part of a young person's gender journey. However, this news still comes as a blow and will deeply affect our communities. The charity added, if you need support, please contact our helpline on 0808 801 0400. We are here for you. Pink News added that contrary to moral panic stories in the tabloid right-wing newspapers, puberty blockers do not stop the development of an adolescent, but rather defer the development until they can be sure of their gender identity. They also have a profoundly positive psychological effect on trans youth, according to research. Pink News also reports that tributes from across the media sector have been paid to Nick Sheridan, an author and presenter on various networks, including BBC Scotland and Irish public broadcaster RTE. Mr. Sheridan has passed on to the realm of our LGBTQIA+ ancestors at the age of 32, following a short illness. He came out at the age of 16. Scotland's First Minister, Humza Yousaf, paid tribute during his weekly question session at Holyrood, describing Sheridan as an extremely talented journalist and author. Mr. Sheridan was an accomplished author of children's books as well as a journalist, and he also advocated for mental health within the LGBTQIA+ communities and encouraged people to speak out about their emotional well-being. BBC Scotland journalist Fiona Stalker described Sheridan as the very best, sharing several pictures of the pair during their time working together. He was so very loved, she said. I am so thankful for every minute with him. RTE News added, Managing Director of RTE Current Affairs, Deirdre McCarthy, said that Mr. Sheridan was not only a talented journalist, but incredibly generous with his time and always willing to help his newsroom colleagues. We are devastated by the very sad news of Nick's sudden death, she said. And finally, it is St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, the 17th of March, and so time to send greetings to all Irish LGBTQIA+ people and their friends. TimeAndDate.com reports, in the United Kingdom, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in Irish pubs and in cities where many people with an Irish background live, such as Nottingham and London. In Bristol, celebrations will centre on Seamus O'Donnell's in St. Nicholas Street in the Old City. This is an Irish pub with a strong LGBT+ friendly vibe. However, events will also be held across the LGBTQIA+ venues throughout the city. St. Patrick is one of the patron saints of Ireland. He's said to have died on March the 17th in or around the year 493 CE. He grew up in Roman Britain, but was captured by Irish raiders and taken to Ireland as a slave when he was a young adult. After some years, he returned to his family and entered the church, like his father and grandfather before him. He later returned to Ireland as a missionary and worked in the north and west of the country. Well, if you're celebrating this holiday, which is both secular and religious, then we hope you have a fantastic time. But go easy on the Guinness. Well, that's it for this week. Don't forget to check out community magazines, podcasts and web feeds through the week for all the latest from the LGBTQIA+ scene and community. Why not visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt and make it your homepage. For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
There you go. Can you hear yourself cattling away in the background there?
I mean, yes, I forget how good I sound.
We were making jokes about that being Ez singing in the background there. So
I tried
Petra
to
Boys
humble.
And Goeth, made very, very, very famous by Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, obviously. Hence why I picked it.
Yes.
Yeah, like the all-time ultimate classic camp hit coming up.
Yeah, didn't Village People do that? Go West?
No, Pet Shop Boys. Well, no, I think
Village People did
it.
Originally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought it was Village People.
Yeah, but that was the Pet Shop Boys version.
Yeah, it was quite good.
It was
quite good.
Yes, it was quite good. If you're listening, Pet Shop Boys, that was quite a tune.
Are you getting ready for the return of Downton Abbey? It was a banger.
I've never liked Downton Abbey.
I get utterly trampolined to that song.
Clod.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes. Anyway, sorry, Steph.
Yes, as you were.
Fuffer.
Oh, what a drag icon. Yes. I managed to chat to. I was chatting to Alid, aka
who's
Miss
also
Beaver.
A drag icon, yes.
Yeah. And told me how big Coco Peru is in the drag world. And it's not surprising because she was with Patrick Swayze in Tu Wong Fu. She was in the cult classic Girls Will Be Girls. On TV, How I Met Your Mother, Arrested Development, Will and Grace, and so much more. Wow.
So you're going to be Coco what now?
Coco Peru is who I'm chatting to. I'll never be a Coco.
No, I know,
Andy.
But
you never.
I mean, you'll have to change to be a Coco yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, she likes
Coco
a rum
Barnet.
And
Coco.
I'm not a lover of Coco. Actually, I prefer hot chocolate.
Don't tell Coco that.
With
she's
rum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be a Lumumba.
Yes.
No. Cool. Now, there's the name.
Oh, Coco Lumumba.
Yeah.
Coco Lumumba. Yeah, I like that.
Me too.
Okay, cool. Well, have a listen to this.
Now, you just heard me chatting to a couple of divas. They're going to be performing in London. A bit further afield now. Coco Peru. I think you're in LA currently, aren't you, Coco?
It is morning here in Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming up to another couple of hours and we'll be having dinner here. Right, before we get into what you're going to be doing with your UK tour, let's go back to you growing up. Was that easy for you growing up? Did you have a penchant for dressing up and performing?
I did have that penchant for performing through both personally and with that pandemic universally and choosing to look ahead. And that's where the beyond part of the title comes from, is of pushing forward, which is kind of what we've been talking about.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's quite an extensive tour, so we won't go through every town and city that you're visiting in the UK. Obviously, people can find that out
on my website.
At the website, yeah. So we do that in a little bit. But once you've done the UK tour, what will you be on to next? Do you think you'll invade the mainland of Europe?
No. I've tried to get myself booked in Ireland, and that still hasn't happened. And I'd like to go to Berlin, but that hasn't happened. You know, I'm so grateful that the cities that have invited me in the UK are having me, because it's not when you haven't done a certain reality drag show, they're not always keen on having you. But I think it's important to sort of celebrate some of us who were on the scene before that, and who learned that, you know, before the internet even, you had to really develop your craft if you were going to get noticed. And I think that there's something to learn from that, from someone who's older now and of a different generation. I'm very grateful for my young fans, and I'm grateful for the cities that have invited me in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the moment, politically, drag in the States seems to be very, very difficult. But then there's not been a history of drag, has there, in the States like there has in the UK, where it goes back to Shakespeare's times. And when I grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, on TV, there was always drag shows. You know, there was whether it was comedic or it was just straightforward drama, the Brits have grown up with that. And yeah, there are a few haters out there and people who are a bit paranoid. But to the most part, I think drag is still very popular in this country. And I think it always will be. So I think you're going to have a great welcome when you come over, Coco.
Yes, I know I will. I do feel the love when I come to the UK. It's and I've always been fascinated by what you were just talking about, the history there of drag.
Mm, yeah, it's been going a long time.
When I decided to do drag, it was a sort of spiritual call. And when I said the words, I did feel like there was this universal energy that was connecting me into something that was much older and sort of ancient. And I know it sounds crazy, but I really had this experience of feeling connected to something that went beyond just my experience. And for the first time in my life, I felt like a pathway opened up for me, and I was being guided by those queens that came before me. And so I never had any doubts that I would have success. And, you know, that was the first time in my life I felt good about a decision I was making and felt like powerful. And it was a decision that was so crazy at the time. I had gotten a theater degree. I was told to butch up. I was told to lose my Bronx accent. And here I was creating something that went against all of that. But I felt like there were spirits, you know, underneath me, all around me, just pushing me forward. And that was a wonderful, wonderful experience to feel that kind of connection to something beyond just myself.
Mm. It's funny you should mention about spirituality, Coco, because I do a lot of interviewing, and Shoutout's been going for about 15 years now, and I feel in quite a privileged position to hear so many stories from different people, some of them similar, some of them totally different, but all have a common theme going on. And I always feel that, and even those who don't actually verbalize it, that the LGBTQIA community tends to be very spiritual rather than picking a church like Christianity or Islam. So it's funny. And though you might say that, oh, it's a bit weird and that I felt, you know, spiritually connected, you'll be surprised that nearly everyone I talk to has that same feeling. And that is special, Coco, very special.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for saying that. Sometimes I feel as though I have to say, oh, it's weird, because when you mentioned spirituality, people just, I imagine that some people are turned off by that because of their own histories with this, even myself growing up in the Roman Catholic Church and being an altar boy and that being a really bad experience for me. I was very turned off to any kind of spirituality for many years, but it sort of had a way of creeping back in a way that worked for me.
Mm. I think you'll find that in the UK, spirituality is quite strong. I mean, people have been moving away from the male-dominated religions and male-controlled religions because they realize that it's just a manipulation, you know, and just
right.
Go direct, whatever right. That is, whatever that is for each individual, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way it is for me.
Yeah. Right, we've run right out of time, so
all right,
we need your socials and we need the website where people can get tickets, because I think there's going to be a lot of people wanting to come to hear your show.
I hope so. They can get tickets at MissCocoPeru.com or CocoPeru.com and follow the link for the calendar there, and you'll see the dates listed with links to buy tickets. And all of my socials, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram and all the socials under Miss Coco Peru.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coco Peru, thank you so much for joining us on Shout
Thank
Out.
You, Steffi. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your story. It's very special, just as you are. Thank you.
Thank you, Steffi.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
The lovely Gloria Gaynor.
I am what I am. Ooh, Andy, we said that in unison.
Yes, most gay men my age know every single word to that song. So I do remember the days before when we had legal drinking. We used to close at like...
Did you say legal?
Yeah, you had legal drinking uptime, basically. You know, you had to be... they had to stop serving you at 2 o'clock in the nightclub and they had to close at four.
Oh, and they don't do that now?
No.
Oh. I mean, I last went out in... very long time ago. I've got no idea.
No, it's been gone a while. It was brought in after the war.
Ah.
So is there
actually before the war.
Is there no last orders now?
Well, yeah, you do get it because pubs apply for a license, but the maximum you used to be able to get for a pub was 11 o'clock. So they had to call last orders at 10:02 and then stop serving at 11. And by 20 past 11, you had to have finished your drinks and leave.
Yep.
They scrapped that and went with the more Mediterranean stuff because they realised everyone was going getting very drunk very quick because they had this finite amount of time. And then nightclubs was the same, but for 2 o'clock. So they could serve up till 2 o'clock. They could stay open till four, which was really odd because you'd have 2 hours where you couldn't drink, but you were usually so blind drunk you didn't care.
Terry's out at Queen's Shilling every Saturday night. We should ask him.
Mm.
Terry?
Yeah. Terry? He's there, but he's muted himself.
Oh.
So, I was going to say, it's been a long time.
So, I bet you know every word to that song, though, don't you? I Am What I Am. It's,
I think I do, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and the reason that you do is a lot of gay clubs when I came out in the late 90s used to play it as the song to say we're closing the club.
Oh.
It was like I Am What I Am, off you go in a big glorious bog off.
Terry, have you got a special effect on your mic because you're sounding very very smooth and gay this evening?
Smooth and gay,
yeah,
like Stephen Gailey.
I am smooth and gay. Also I've got a lot of delay.
Oh,
that'll be it then.
Yeah.
A gay delay.
Well, if it's anything like my husband, there's always a gay delay.
Oh, yay for a gay delay.
No. I quite like that as a term, actually, gay delay.
Me too.
Fashionably late is what he calls it.
Yeah.
No, I was told every single drag queen that I've interviewed have told me the same thing. That they're on a different timeline. They're always late for everything.
Like Loki.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that Carl should be a drag queen?
I'm saying he is.
We don't want to know what Carl gets up to at home. It's his own private business.
Maybe he wants to.
Miss your idol cake.
Maybe he wants to come out of his second closet.
A second closet.
Carl, if there's anything you want to talk about, please do go onto the website.
Yeah. Bless you. We love you, Carl.
We do.
Don't give up.
I don't know how they started now.
Yeah. And we might be actually talking to Coco again. Peru, I should say, because there was two there, wasn't there?
There was Coco Peru.
Hopefully.
Up to
that
see
was a really good interview.
In Brum.
Yes. In Brum. It's only in a few weeks. 6th of April, she's performing.
Yes.
So
Birmingham first, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, that's
and,
it.
And doing a few nights in London, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, but if there are still tickets, it's Saturday, 6th of April at the Glee Club in Birmingham, and the show starts quite late. Well, that makes me sound very old.
You've got to be
old,
there by 8, haven't
you? Got to be there by 8, so I reckon she comes on at 8:30.
Not that late unless you're Ez or Steph.
Yeah.
I think there's pre-shows from 6.
The meet and greet, but you can go in earlier, you know, go to the bar and
looks like an interesting place. I've never
been there. Yeah, it looks lovely.
Well, we could meet and greet. She might want my autograph.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Because that's the thing when you're doing interviews.
Yeah.
They ask for your interview, but you've got to post it.
Okay. They ask for your
anyway, that's it for this week. If you're interested in getting involved in LGBT plus radio, we would love to hear from you.
That's right. We're looking for volunteers to get involved. No experience necessary. And if you are concerned about being on air, there's also plenty to do behind the scenes. So just get in contact with us to find out more. Shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Next week, I said this last week, Steph changed it on me. It's never my fault, by the way. It's Sanctity of Sound next week, apparently, unless Steph changes it between now and then.
Apparently it is.
Apparently.
From myself, from Terry, from Steph, and from S. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Party.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.